The head of an Islamic charity in the Midwest state of Illinois pleaded guilty Monday to illegally helping Muslim fighters in Chechnya and Bosnia. Inam Arnaout pleaded guilty to a charge of racketeering conspiracy in Chicago. He's the head of a Muslim charity called Benevolence International Foundation. Arnaout, a Syrian-born U.S. citizen, admitted that his organization had collected money that was donated to help the poor and used those funds instead to buy boots and uniforms for Muslim forces fighting in Chechnya and Bosnia. As part of the plea agreement, federal prosecutors dropped several other charges against Arnaout, including an allegation that some of the money he raised was intended for Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda terrorist network. Arnaout will be sentenced in March and faces up to 20 years in prison. But he could get a lesser sentence if he cooperates with U.S. authorities looking to close off sources of terrorist funding. In Washington, U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft said in a speech that the coalition of 90 countries committed to the war on terrorism remains strong. Attorney General Ashcroft described the war on terrorism as, in his words, the divide of civilization versus chaos.
As freedom-loving nations, we now find ourselves in the midst of an historic struggle for the values protected by the rule of law, the values of freedom, of democracy, of equality. We cannot escape the challenge history has placed before us. It is more than a duty, more than a privilege. It is the calling of our time.
Attorney General Ashcroft had praise for a wide range of countries engaged in the war on terrorism, including Switzerland, Germany, Canada, China, Pakistan, and Colombia. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington. Now the act in the clear.